Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast.
Kick My Brother Podcast
with Chris and Kyle.
Hey!
For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into.
Hey!
Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
We got an intro, though. We can't be taking any calls, people.
Yep.
What the hell? We got a call coming on tonight. And now, people, just to let you all know, I know it's been a little while. We had some schedule conflicts and all that jazz, but we're finally blasting off tonight with what? How long has the show been in the works, Kyle, since last year?
I would say so. Yeah, I guess so.
Like last year sometime. But it's Ask a Bartender is the show tonight. And we're going to have a special guest, probably one of our favorite bartenders, right, Brett?
Oh, yeah, I would say.
He's a class act, man. He's a good dude.
Yep. It's not easy being a bartender.
No. Hopefully Brett will tell us more about it. He'll tell us more about it.
Yeah.
When he joins us. He's supposed to be joining us in a couple minutes. I don't know if this is him, though. Do you think I should – we do have a call already in queue.
That could be him. It doesn't – I mean, I don't know his number, but –
It's a 602 area code?
Yeah, that could be him. You should ask him. You shouldn't really give out his telephone number. I'm not sure if he appreciates
it. I just said area code. It's the area code, so keep going.
So everybody knows this is Chris's first time running the board.
No, it's the second time. The first time was just horrendous.
Yeah. The second time is off to such a great start, too.
I know. Right, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Do this right? I don't even know if I did this right. Anyway, hold up on the person.
Yeah, let me do it.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hello. Who do we have calling tonight?
Well, I don't want to talk about
hello,
that.
I don't think this is Brett.
You know what it sounds like, Kyle?
I think I know who it is. But it's cool.
Jack, that sounds like Jack.
Well, I don't mind talking to Jack for a little bit. So, Jack... You speak for one of us. You sound like somebody that's been to a bar or two. You know, sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you.
What was that from?
The Big Lebowski.
I was calling because I had some questions for the bartender.
Well, he hasn't called yet.
Just stay on hold?
You can, or you can ask your question, and then we can talk about it, and then when he does get on, we can just toss it over to him. What do you think?
Whatever way you guys work it out, it doesn't matter to me, as long as I get to answer.
Ask your question. Go ahead. Jack, ask your question. Yep. If we are a bartender,
question,
we'll let ask it. Yeah, and then we can see if we're right when our guy calls in.
Well, my first question is, if you'd been convicted of murder... and you got 8 to 12 years. Do you think that's a fair amount, or do you think that you got screwed by your attorney?
I'm going to go, considering murder, I think, is one of those that's probably life. If you got 8 to 12, that's a pretty good deal.
That is
well, I'm
good
thinking
deal.
It was self-defense.
What's the story, Jack? Can you tell the story or no? Is it still in litigation?
I didn't say it was me. I didn't say it was me, but then I had some other questions for him. Or her. Is it her? Is it a female bartender?
That's our buddy Brett.
Is it Well, Brett could be
a man.
Girl.
He's a man.
But it could be.
He's right. Brett could be a girl.
It's one of those bisexual names. One of those bisexual names, Brett. It's like Kyle.
Well, Kyle's gone more masculine, I think, as the year has gone on.
There's Kyle, Kylie.
There's Jack and Jacqueline. Just saying, putting it out there.
No. You can't make Jack Jacqueline unless you had a set of nuts.
Jackie. You do Jackie.
Anyway, so my question is this. I have a question.
Speaking
for
of Jack,
the bartender.
Hey, Lloyd, it seems I'm temporarily light. How's my credit in this joint, anyway?
Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance.
That's swell. I like you, Lloyd. I always like
you. Well, speaking of Lloyd,
Jack.
Lloyd actually
hey, Lloyd.
Lloyd is actually my roommate. And we have a question together because we're trying to figure out if you have limited resources, and I mean like Kool-Aid, sugar, and I think I can get some yeast because one of the guys has a yeast infection, and I think we could get some yeast off of him. Can you make any kind of liquor?
I think you need some corn or something like that, right, for liquor? Some corn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, actually, what's that stuff in prisons that they make? Pruno.
You can,
right?
I would say, I think
Pruno.
You can
make Pruno.
It may not be very good, but I think you can do it.
You can make Pruno, which is where you let your apples and your, again, going back to Kyle a few weeks ago, I mentioned the Chomos education. But when you're in prison, you can make Pruno. So you let your fruit ferment. You put a little sugar in there. You put your apples and plums or peaches in there. You let it ferment a little bit. And it's a very popular drink in the prison system, which Jack probably is aware of.
I actually had
a question for a bartender. Whenever he when he shows up, this is something, you know, you hear this a lot, but I mean and I don't want to imply anything to our bartender when he comes in, because I don't think he's one of them, but there is that saying that there is no such thing as an honest bartender. What do you think about that, Jack?
I've never met an honest man in my life.
I guess that answers
but
that.
But it should be where I'm hanging out too.
It doesn't sound like you hang out with the most, I would say, productive crowd.
They're productive. They make a lot of things. Things probably you use every day. You just don't think about it. License plates?
Yes, that's it, yep.
Women. License plate, that's right. And actually, I must drive the prisoners in New Hampshire crazy all the time to make those license plates and pound them out every day that say live free or die. Prisoners in New Hampshire must go bonkers over making those plates. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this thing on? Anyway. So, Jack, do you ever spend some time in the bars?
I have, and I had another question. If the guy ever comes on. But my question was,
he could have passed out.
Do you give a bigger tip when you first show up? Do you get better service? Do you get more liquor? Because a lot of times, you know, I don't know who just said it, but be honest bartender. But I can tell you that if you tip heavy, they tip the bottle a little heavy for you.
All right, we got Brett calling in now. Stand by, folks. I'll bring him on. Welcome to Kick My Brother.
Yo, what's up, guys?
This is Brett. How's it going?
Indeed.
Hello,
how you
guys? For you, Brett.
Okay.
Good, how are you?
Shit.
One, two, three, four. Give me.
like going to the bar.
All right. How are you doing, bud?
Folks. It's good, Brett. How are you doing, man? We also have one of our how would you say, challenge callers on the line?
We're frequent callers,
Jack on the line, Brett. But we have we'd like to properly introduce us. This is Brett, the fantastic bartender from Encinitas, California.
Hey,
what's going on tonight, Brett?
Oh, just enjoying the day off, taking care of grown-up shit, you know?
You're always taking care of shit. That's what I was saying to Kyle at the beginning of the show, is that this show has probably been like 6 months in the making, probably, just to get this all together.
Hey, I know. I'm a pretty busy dude, so sorry about that, fellas.
You are. That's all right. Just like everybody else, though, Brett. You work, you know, 5 days a week, you know, so we got some time off. You got to fit everything in on those days off.
I don't work
5 days.
I'm sorry.
So
yeah, I got to chase women the other 2 days, you know.
That's right. Jack was just saying Jack spent a little time behind the bars, and I mean the steel bars. And he was saying that he uses something that he makes every day, and I thought it probably can't be women because he doesn't make those. So. But Jack, did you have a question for Brett that you wanted to ask him?
Well, I had several questions. The first that I had wasn't really related to drinking as much as I thought. Maybe being a bartender, you might know the answer because he maybe talks to a lot of different people. But I guess maybe he might know the answer. And so the question is, if you were convicted of murder and you got 8 to 12 years, do you think that's excessive, or do you think that's a fair deal? Because I'm curious.
murder, huh? Okay. Let me understand if I'm hearing the question right. If I served someone and they...
It was totally self-defense.
Oh, okay. This is just murder in general, not if I over-served someone and they drunk drove and killed someone. That...
Yeah.
So we're just talking about if I... I don't know, man.
I mean,
I guess
should
that would
I
be a little...
go talk to the attorney? Because I think they might have gotten screwed.
Do you ever ask a bartender for legal advice?
That's right.
I just think that maybe you come across people that have been in jail before. I mean, we all drink.
So, what did you do? Did you like drown a baby or what?
Well, I can't really.
That's a good question, Brett.
Yeah.
There's some things happening in appeals.
So, are you calling from prison right now?
I can't really say where I'm calling from, but I can tell you that I have some roommates.
Okay.
And I have another
question. What are you getting
me
into over here?
I had another question. I was waiting for you to get on, and I had another question.
Yeah, Brett, by the way,
I was hoping you could help me with the first one, but I don't know.
I think get a lawyer,
question, but... Well, I have a couple of them, but I don't think that I'm getting the right advice.
Yeah, you public defenders, or you got...
Well, Johnny Cochran's dead, so I couldn't get him.
Okay. Well, I would just say trust the lawyers. They seem to know what they're talking about.
So
my next question
though was related to alcohol and I asked before you got on, but if you are sort of in a pinch for resources and you only have like a few different things, like we got some Kool-Aid, some sugar, I think I can get some yeast because when the guys has a yeast infection, I think we could get something there to make some sort of beer, like a berry beer.
Nixon Prudhoe.
What I mean, is there like a recipe?
So all right, so you're asking me how to make prison wine. Is that that's basically what I'm getting to the bottom of here?
Yeah. By the way, Brett is not a bartender in any prisons at all. He works in a reputable establishment. Just to make that clear.
I mean, if you're on a limited income.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I cannot advise you on any moonshining procedures or operations. I don't think that would in my best interest.
Brett, actually, I do have a question for you, man, because we've been—you've actually served Kyle and I very, very well over the years, and which actually has been a couple of years now, Kyle, right? I think. Maybe three. But what's the best way to? How do you handle unruly patrons? Like, when somebody's just wasted, or like, because you've encountered a few of those over your time, right?
Oh yeah. Well, usually the technique.
I don't mean most recently.
Oh, with your buddy.
Yeah. We don't have to bring that example up. He's a listener.
All right. Yeah, I know. He's a good guy. But, people get wasted and do silly shit. But, you basically just kind of start weaning them off as you go. So,
okay.
Let them make their drink not as heavy. Oh, you can definitely tell when someone's getting a little wasted. The scary ones are, I notice a lot of people, I think, take pills of some sort these days. So they'll serve them one or two beers, and then all of a sudden they're stumbling all over the place, blabbering like an idiot. So those we usually just have to leave, and hopefully there's security there.
That was one time, Brett.
Can I ask another question?
Kyle,
never been. Always keep bringing it up every single time.
Could I ask another question?
Go
sure, Jack. Yes. Go ahead.
If I went into the bar and I bought a drink and I gave a really big tip up front, is that better than giving a tip at the end?
If it's a bar that you tip, you pay for every drink as you go, then, I always want to tip heavy on the first drink. Nice.
Okay. And, will I get better service then, or will I get better service if I tip at the end in a nice place? How am I going to get better service?
Let's say if you start a tab with me and, if you tip good at the end, we're going to remember who you are and try and get you your drink faster than, let's say, someone who doesn't tip you at all.
Or who walks out on a tab, right, Brett?
Yeah, that's
you guys do you guys
go
deliver?
Ahead, deliver, no.
Hey, Brett, who are the worst drunks? And this might be a case-by-case scenario. Who are the worst drunks, men or women?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, the men, it always sucks because, there's a chance you're going to get punched in the face.
That's true.
The chicks are just mean, They'll just get you with their words. They'll cut to the core of you.
But you let them know, Brett, you let them know that their words will have no effect on your suit of self-esteem armor. Right away.
I'm going to see you as a professional,
How long have you been bartending?
Go ahead, bud. What do you want me to do? Answer the question
about do you guys...
Ask another question.
Okay. Bartenders always have a good joke. What's your best joke?
Oh, you've talked to Brett has a lot of jokes. Hey, Kyle?
Oh yeah,
Brett's got that's what makes Brett Fudd Sugar bartender. Brett's got a good repertoire.
For a guy like you, I'd probably try and keep it to a simpler one. You kind of remind me of my cousin. I'm sorry?
A guy like Jack, you mean? Is that what you said?
I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to. But I'm saying, yeah, is that his name, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminds me of my slow cousin, Jimmy. My cousin Jimmy was so slow, he'd spell the wrong words in front of children. He'd say, "Hey, Brett, let's go out to the CAR and smoke some pot." Nothing.
I love that one. I heard that one a couple years ago, but you told me that I like that one. It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
I have a joke. I have a joke.
What? Oh, shit.
Did you know Adrian Peterson isn't going to play football anymore? He's going to play baseball. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Well, the team's found out he's a great switch hitter.
I don't know. I don't know sports.
Kyle, you want to explain that one to Brett?
Yeah, well, Adrian Peterson hit his son with a switch.
Which is, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a stick? Is that what a switch is, like a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a stick.
Okay.
That's fucked up. Actually, one thing I want to ask Brett, too, is from time to time, you at your bar, you have some live band to play, usually a couple, few times a week, right? Do you find that, is that distracting when you're trying to talk to, try and get orders and so forth, or trying to take orders and stuff from the bar patrons? Can you hear them all right, or is it distracting as hell, you got to yell and shit?
Oh, yeah, you got to yell. Sometimes it'll be so loud, you can hardly hear anything. And someone comes up and tries to order something complicated, I almost have them just write it down. So
that's a good idea. What's the hardest drink to make? What's like the, aside from Bloody Mary, which is a bullshit. You guys, actually, your bar, you guys have everybody make the Bloody Mary, which is good.
Yeah, during the morning, but when someone orders one at night, I get pretty pissed off. People do it, you know. They're retards, but they do it.
No offense, Jack.
I have another question.
All
right. Shoot, Jack.
How I want to hear about the chicks.
Okay. Yeah. That's the best part of the job besides the
ladies. That's kind of a general statement.
Yeah, the chicks are that's a good thing, you know. I put it this way, it's like, you know, when you're a little kid and people ask you what you want to do when you grow up, and you either say ninja or astronaut or cowboy. If I knew that I'd get to hang out with a bunch of big-breasted women, drink all day and get paid for it, I would have chose that.
That is pretty cool, dude. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I'm like, this job exists.
And actually, Kyle and I, when we go to your bar, we actually like to, we kind of have our favorite spots, like at the bar, you know, favorite seats and everything like that. And favorite spots to sit. And you know, you probably have your regular patrons that do that, right? That just kind of sit in a regular spot. I came across this clip here.
Yeah, it's
like
a norm thing. Cheers.
Excuse me, I was sitting there.
Oh, there was no one here when we came in.
No, I mean yesterday. And really, since the Ford administration.
We're just waiting for our table up in Melville.
So you'll move?
Look, there's lots of other stools.
Look, sounds good. I'm Norm.
I'm Jeffrey. This is Hillary.
It's nice to meet you. What do you do, Norm?
I sit there.
Well, nice meeting you.
look, this is we're running out of time here. He's already two stages beyond anything I've seen before, so I think you better give him the stool.
I'm sorry, we're sitting here.
So Norm has a little fit and then distracts and grabs a seat. Do you have people like that at your bar, Brett, that have to sit in a certain spot?
Somewhat, yeah. There's definitely some certain crews hang out in certain areas, and when they're both there at the same time, it can kind of get a little awkward.
Oh, really? People like a little personal about their space, a little spot?
Oh yeah, for sure. So, if someone has to hang out, you know, in the front of the place, when they're used to hanging out in the back, they get pissed.
Really?
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you
dirty looks?
<You're really? laughs> Fucking adults, right, Brett?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So, Brett, when you have your regular customers,
he might have failed.
Yeah. So
you never know.
When you have your regular customers, and then I mean, you have to go out to a bar yourself, a different bar maybe, and then you see your regular customers drinking at another bar, do you feel like they're cheating on you?
Oh,
man, you're cheating.
Oh, no. No, if you gotta switch it up. I understand, you know. So I bar hop.
So did you know that... go ahead.
Oh, me, I was done. I bar hop, so I can... I can't hate anyone for going to a different bar.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Oh, here it is.
Here he is.
Shoot, Jack.
Can you have a felony on your record and be a bartender?
I'm sure most of them do. So, yeah, once you get out of your situation. No, I don't know. Yes. Yeah, sure.
Actually, but okay. I have a kind of question. What's the difference between a bartender and a mixologist?
I think the mixologist people. Yeah, fuck, I don't know. I mean, I'm just a bartender at the place I work at. It's like a Jack and Coke bar. But, you know, mixologists, they actually come up with different like specialty drinks. They're good at what they do.
Yeah, but I've seen you make some. You know what else I've seen you do, actually, is a lot of listeners might not know this. I've seen you, you have the clipboard out and you're measuring liquor and all that stuff. What's that all? Mm-hmm. What's that all about? That's a big part of a bartender's life, right? To measure the liquor.
Yeah, you got to do some inventory just to make sure everyone's, doing the right things.
How does that work? Like, you have to compare the measurements to the receipts and everything? Is that how that works?
We just write down some numbers and give it to some accountant lady, and they do all the smart people stuff.
So it works out pretty well then, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
Give it to the accountant lady.
Can I ask another question?
Shoot, Jack.
What's the biggest tip you ever got, and what did you do to get that tip?
Oh, shit.
The biggest tip I ever got was probably about $150 in cocaine dumped into my bare palm.
Wow. Holy shit. Damn.
I mean,
that's a good tip.
It'd be great if I did the stuff, it'd be great, but, it wasn't even at the end of my shift. You know, I was like, what am I going to do with
my typical Larry King question, do you have any of that left, Jack? I mean, Brett, do you have any of that coke left?
Oh, no. Yeah. I gave it to a responsible adult to dispose of it for me.
I don't know, dude. That's kind of a contradiction. I gave my handful of cocaine to a responsible adult.
Hey, he just said he was getting rid of it. He didn't tell me how.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he was up for the next 4 days. Jack, Brent, I think he just ruined his life. I think that's what you did for the poor person. Maybe not.
Sent him down that spiral. Or he had the best time ever, you know?
That's true.
Did that off some nice-looking lady's boobs or something.
Well, next time that happens, you know what number to call, Brett.
Okay, I got you guys.
Hey, Brett, what's the most popular drink that people order?
Because
you know in the movies and everything, like you hear people like, oh, it's always paid for Bud Light, Budweiser. You know people aren't drinking that shit.
Yeah, they are.
Actually, Coors Light. Coors Light's very popular.
It's PBR with the hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
The kids these days love the PBR.
Yeah,
and,
what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it? I ain't never heard nobody complain about the beer we have. It drank pretty good. Budweiser. what's the name of some of them other beer? Budweiser and what else?
Miller.
Coors. It drank pretty good, don't it? Mr. Jack, who asked you to sponsor this beer?
The Freedom Hops Foundation.
What kind of foundation is that?
These are young people from I will use the term from Germany that came in with Mercedes.
From Germany?
I don't like that Budweiser domestic shit. But that's more common beer though.
I think Coors Light. Like at least in Encinitas.
I have all American beer. People love that stuff. I do like the and Kyle actually introduced me to the PBR, Brett. And actually, most commonly, we probably have a Kyle right at shows and stuff, PBR Tall Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good because you can take it down to the crowd. It's in the can. You're not going to spill it. People bump into you. You're not going to spill your drink. You're in the crowd. And it's cheap.
Right.
And it's good. Like Kyle, it's a good sipping beer. You know?
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, can I ask
sipping beer?
About liquor?
Jack's still on.
I think he's mumbling a question.
have you tried and have you served absinthe?
Yeah. I tried it.
And?
If that's your sort of thing, if you need to get fucked up as quick as possible and hopefully hallucinate, then that's the stuff.
So it's a lot like NyQuil.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that one. If you got NyQuil,
I think
that'll do. Just NyQuil might be perfect for
you,
Jack.
If you could make
Jack,
it in
actually.
Prison, how would you do it?
You always hear those stories of people like the 57-year-old woman from Wisconsin pulled over for DWI 3 times the limit, and she had 4 bottles of NyQuil in the passenger seat. You know, you always hear those fucking stories. Like, oh, that poor woman.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jack is like, is she single?
did you hear about the priest that got pulled over? And the cop looks in the window. He says, you've been drinking and driving? He says, no, I have these 4 bottles of water. And the cop says, yeah, how can you explain those 4 bottles of wine over there? And he says, oh, he did it again.
That's okay. Jack's religious joke, buddy. Jack's religious joke. Jesus actually would have been, and I think this is somebody else's material, because both Kyle and Brett, I know you guys are pretty astute with comedians, but it's one comedian, I forgot the guy's name, but he's like, Jesus would have been fun to bring to a party, turn all the water into wine, walking on the pool. You know, what a fun dude to have at a party, Jesus.
Yeah,
that's right. Until the end of the night, when the dude showed up when the carpenter shows up with the bag of nails, he's like, "Oh shit, I'm out of here! get out of here!" So, but how did you get into bartending? Was it through Isaac on the Love Boat? Is that what you're?
Well, I started out in college. My brother was a bartender. I would go and, help bar back for him. And saw that you can make money and meet women and thought it was a good thing to learn how to do. So, you know, actually, I have,
a nice skill.
I have a bachelor's degree. I was a sales and marketing manager for, you know, 7-8 years. And after 2009, when the economy got pretty shitty, and I just started bartending again for extra money.
No, you're a good bartender, man. You're pretty solid. I know, like, aside from Kyle and I, you have a lot of fans and stuff. I remember I was there back at your place maybe last week sometime, and I was like, when's Brett coming in? And the bartender said to me, why does everybody keep asking me that? And I was like, because people like Brett. That's how it goes. That's right.
Well, that's good.
Right.
Hey, well, thanks for saying that, guys.
Oh, of course, Matt. So why do you have me on there? Ty, were you going to say something?
Well, no, I was, asking, I mean, obviously we have Jack here, asking some...
obviously we do.
You know, asking some pretty crazy questions. But I always thought about that as a bartender. In a lot of ways, might say that sometimes it's part priest, part, you know, comedian, part just guys, but it was somebody to talk to. Like, what are some of the craziest things that you've heard as a bartender besides maybe
Tonight Show
murder? Yeah.
Have you come across that crazy nonsense in your day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you never know what you're going to get. I had a lady come up to the bar and, you know, order a drink and tell me she just found out she got some form of cancer and she wasn't supposed to be drinking anyways, but she figured if she's going to go in for something, da-da-da, she's going to have fun. Like, it was pretty heavy. I was like, holy shit. Okay, I guess I'm going to buy that.
No,
round,
Brett,
huh?
Brett, I was there, Brett, and you said, how about you make it a double? I was there. And that's the shit you did. You were like, and then you said, here, have a shot of this. It'll burn your hair off. And I was like, Brett, that's cool.
Then I took some selfies of myself. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a downer, though. The cancer shit comes in.
Yeah, I still tried to fuck her, though.
What's that?
I still tried to fuck her.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. She's like, we aren't that hot. And he's like, you only have 6 months to live, bitch. What are you going to do? What?
She didn't have cancer of the mouth.
We don't know that, Jack. Maybe
yet.
She did. What happens with, do you ever get anybody with, like, fake IDs trying to come in the bar? Probably not here, huh? Probably not in this area.
Thank God we have a security guy that kind of handles most of that shit when I'm there, so.
Is that the big thing by the door?
Oh, yeah. He's mad.
Yeah. With Kyle and I have gone there so many times, you're just like, hey. He's just like, hey, how's it going? Just know us. So he seems like a pretty good guy, but he could probably do some damage.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him sit a grown man down, like little leg sweep and hand on the shoulder, sit him down on a curb, and just make a grown man grown-ass man look like a toddler.
Mm-hmm. Like Bernd Troyer?
Yeah, he was like scolding the guy as he had him sit on the ground. And I'm like, it looks like he's yelling at a little kid. But this guy was bigger than me, you know?
Like a grown... That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you have a pretty good gig, man. Brett, you're right by the beach. You know, not like a super beach bar, but close enough and everything. Do you get a lot of, and you're actually right across from kind of a hotel and stuff. Do you get a lot of passersby and stuff, right? People coming in and out and tourists and stuff, right?
Yeah, you definitely get that. You get that hotel.
The hotel. Like, if I say that, if I wasn't from around here and I was at the hotel across the street and I saw that big sign for the bar and grill, I'd be like, fuck Wendy's. I'm going right to the bar and grill.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know? Like truckers and stuff like
definitely.
That come on in, come through.
Oh, for
how are the
sure.
tourists?
I mean, I've seen hookers. Tourists. We get some golf guys in there randomly. Oh, hookers?
Golfers?
You never know. We got hookers and golfers. They seem to go hand in hand.
just ask Tiger Woods.
Well, actually, he'll actually Tiger will roll into the Perkins. He'll roll into Perkins and get a breakfast and get the waitress, get the server. But yeah, you probably get, because it's right by the freeway, right? Too, so you might get some.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't always know. It's kind of in a mall a little bit, like most California places
yes.
are. You know, mm-hmm. but you got the hotel right there, you got the freeway right there. I didn't know you got a lot of hookers in there. You got to tell me what nights. I'll stop in more often. Jesus,
could add a few in far between. Oh yeah, they're pretty easy to spot.
But you can tell right away.
That's a question.
Usually, you can kind of tell, and always by the teeth. Teeth give it away every time.
Oh, you're right. They got summer teeth. Some are here, some are there.
Yeah. So, find a hooker with good teeth. That's rare.
What do most people get arrested for in the bar?
Luckily, we don't have many arrests, but I would say fighting would be the number one thing. And lately around Encinitas, they've been really cracking down on drunk in public. So.
Totally. That sucks.
Any indecent exposure?
usually if it's by a lady, we kind of let that one slide. Is his name Jack or is it Jack? Oh, yeah, if you pull your titties out. Jack, okay.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Jack? Is that okay for you?
I like boobies.
Keep your dick in your pants, Jack, at the bar. That's all we're saying.
It's just tough talking to Jack. Don't worry, but it's not you. And actually, I don't know, Brent. You actually work nights most often. Are they kind of like a cabbie in a way? Is it difficult? No, I don't mean to not just a comparison of nights. I mean, is it difficult to balance or to adjust to the lifestyle? Because you kind of work like 8 until like the mid morning. You know, and most people are getting up for
right.
You know. Is that hard to adjust to?
Yeah, it's just a whole different
like the hours.
Thing. You know, you sleep when everyone else is awake, and vice versa. So.
That's pretty cool, actually. Is it quiet enough? Can you get some sleep?
Oh, yeah. Luckily, in my neighborhood, it's pretty quiet. So I can sleep from 6 till noon and wake up and do it again.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, when you get handfuls of blow, it doesn't help, though, does it?
I don't know. If you did it, that'd probably be a different story.
Yeah. Sometimes, because with that, you know, you go to bed a couple days later, you know. On your day off or something, but yeah, I always thought about that too because you know, you're working 11-2, you know, you don't go home. You probably don't get home until like 3:30 in the morning, maybe sometimes, right? 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the good thing is there's never any traffic. That's what's good.
Yeah, that's true.
But the bad thing is you got to come down at that time too. You got to come down to go to sleep. Go to sleep at like 7:00 in the morning, or it's almost like Kyle and I've talked about this before, and I know you're a fan too. With like comedians, you don't get off.
Mm-hmm.
You get off stage or you get off your shift at like 2:30, 3:00 in the morning. You know, and it's like, all right, who's around? You're all ready to hang out. Nobody's around. So, like I always say, it's just you and the needle. Wait, what? I'm just kidding. Josh Hamilton joke.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I usually get off around 3:00, and I have a day job where I can do that. From about 3 to 6, and then fall asleep. So that'll usually do it.
Nice. You watch a little, maybe watch a movie or whatever, chill out a little bit, you go to bed.
Usually just work on my computer. I hardly watch.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
Just chill out.
Go ahead.
It sounded like you knew. Like you sounded earlier, like you knew, because you were familiar with that that bit from Cheers. Are you familiar with that whole series? It's on Netflix now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like your Bible, huh?
Oh, for sure. I remember back in one of their old episodes, Ted Danson, it's revealed that he goes to the dentist 3 times a year. So when I was a little kid, I always wanted to do the same thing.
Go to the dentist 3 times a year?
Yeah, just one extra, more than everyone else, you know, keep the pearly whites clean.
That was a great show, man. I mean, talk about the characters from the show. And actually, George wrote a book called Drinking with George. a couple of years ago. And it's all about the different kinds of beer and beer festivals and so forth. And then there's Cliff Clavin, who went on to do voices for Toy Story and a couple of the Jim Jefferies show on FX. He was the dad on that show. There's a lot of
okay.
A lot of great actors now. Woody Harrelson, of course, Ted Danson. That was a great show. Absolutely great show.
Oh, yeah.
And if it promoted hanging out in bars, then so be it. You know, it's a fun place to be in the bars.
And then Coach went on to do Coach.
Went on to do what?
Went on to do Coach. He had a spinoff show.
Did he really?
No, remember Coach died. But then Coach.
Coach was what's his name? Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Gophers, the Golden Gophers.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Gophers.
Yeah. But you can't talk about you. A lot of people always talk about Woody, but Coach was kind of like the original guy there.
He was the original bartender. Yeah,
yep.
He was the original bartender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to be me in a few years.
There was a spinoff of that show, though. There was what was the spinoff of that show? Remember the guy, the psychiatrist guy?
Oh, Frasier.
Frasier, yep.
I never watched that shit.
No, that's a pretty funny show.
Talking about a cokeheads.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Grammer, right? Oh. Yeah, you got Kelsey Grammer as a cokehead. Woody Harrelson's a pothead. Ted Danson marries a black chick. Wait, what? What's going on with this show? No, he didn't marry, but he dated Whoopi Goldberg for a long time. He dated Whoopi Goldberg. And then actually, remember a few years ago when it wouldn't even tolerate it. Remember Ted Danson did the blackface for some show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got a bunch of shit for that, huh?
He totally got a lot of shit for that, yeah. And it was if it was in today's world, that dude would be exiled and sent to Cuba and all that jazz. Whatever happens. But, or he
like that poor Kramer guy.
Apology. Oh, Michael Richards.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, have you seen that shit on YouTube? You've seen the set, right? What he did?
Oh yeah, that was rough.
Oh man, that's exactly what I was gonna say. That was my adjective too. That was just rough. I was like, just get off, just go home, dude. Get out of here. Just go. Just leave.
Yeah, bail out.
And actually, Brett, what's that?
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Brett introduced me a while. Oh, I was gonna say you introduced me a long time ago to the comedian Hannibal Buress.
Oh yeah.
And Hannibal was one of the first dudes to break the Bill Cosby story. And then it became super credible after that, after he mentioned it as a joke. And he got shit for it. And what was it, 35 or 75 women came forward with Bill Cosby allegations after that?
Yeah, who knows? Like, there's a lot of them, though.
Holy shit, there's always room for raping.
That's kind of like Jose Canseco. Yeah. He said everybody was on steroids, right?
Yeah, who knows, man. I don't know anything about sports, so I'm the wrong guy.
Jose
ratted on everyone?
From a listener. Jose Canseco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wrote like a book. I think it was called Juiced or something like that, and he pretty much wrote, he told everybody that was doing steroids, and then everybody's like, oh, he's a drug addict. He's just looking for attention, blah, blah, blah. And everybody he named is pretty much on steroids.
Okay.
Oh, everybody in the book, Palmero and Costa, that shit.
Yeah, McGuire, Clemens, all those guys.
Actually, while we're on the topic,
okay.
Brett, have you ever had anybody famous? Have you ever served anybody famous?
The rapper The Game, I don't know, he was in, served about a year and a half ago.
What's his name?
Yeah,
The Game? Kyle knows him. I don't know him. Kyle, you know who that is?
I know who that is, yep. He's pretty good. He's popular.
You served him up, right?
Yeah, him and his whole family was there for, you know, probably 3-4 hours. He was a great tipper and nice guy, you know, class act. Even though he can't judge a book by his cover. He's got tattoos on his face, but he's a nice guy.
I don't know. People get that a little wrong about Tyson a lot, too. You know? He's a nice guy just because he has to have his face tattooed. It's all right.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
He's a nice guy. I roomed with him.
You roomed with him. Actually, yeah. Lars Metallica. Yeah, the reason I spotted, Lars Ulrich. So his girlfriend comes up to the bar, and this is the most pretty, nicest human being I've ever met. And she's just, thank you for this, thank you for that, da-da-da. I was like, either this chick's a model or an actress, or she's with someone really famous. So I scanned the room. Nope. I'm like, there's Lars Ulrich right there. Bingo.
How long ago was that?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, shit. You should have called me. It's probably like, I just don't want anybody downloading my drinks, okay? If you're going to pay for them, just pay for them. Just don't want anybody downloading my drinks, okay? nobody picks my songs from the jukebox and don't pay for them, okay? That's what I'm trying to do, is trying to make money and make a living. And
Did Lars Ulrich.
That's a good Lars.
Easy listening music.
Thanks, man.
What's that, Kyle?
Did he play some easy listening music, like some Michael Bolton?
Vivaldi?
Some Vivaldi? put Michael Bolton on the jukebox there?
Nah, he just had people He just had people like talking to him the whole time, so his chick was just kind of doing the legwork, you know, getting the drinks and bringing back.
I'm just trying to eat my turkey taco.
And,
I'm just here to eat my turkey taco. Okay, I'm just sitting here, and people are trying to download my music on the jukebox. I don't think it's fair. You know?
That would be the worst thing about being a celebrity, though, is the constant people coming up to you. Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah. My college roommate years ago, I don't remember him, but I don't know if you do. My college roommate years ago back in Rochester, New York, came upon Kurt Cobain having lunch with his manager.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Cobain was just sitting there, and I said, what was he eating? And he was like, just like a salad. So I'm like, that's credible. Okay, you can believe that, you know. And he was like, you're just sitting there at a table, it's one-on-one, Cobain as manager. And then he went up to him, and he asked him for an autograph. And the manager's like, he's not signing out, he's eating. And my friend was like, my roommate was like, can you just sign this? And Kobe didn't even look up. And he's like, no, he's eating. And I was like, damn. And then, like 18 months later. But I was like, but you don't bother somebody while they're eating. You just don't do that, you know. They're trying to eat.
Right.
That's their time. They don't have a lot of time, you know.
But you kind of sign up for it at the same time, though, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah. But we did get a text question.
Oh,
I can find it. It is, I'm sorry, give me one second. It says, what is the food most ordered when drunk?
That's a good question.
French fries.
That's probably true, dude. You
French fries or rings?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what rings are, dude? Brett, you know what frings are?
Oh, he knows what frings are.
Oh, yeah, we got them on the menu. Yep.
Brett knows.
Sorry, guys. I'm getting a little creepy over here. It's a long day.
Oh, no, I got it.
That's provocative
you,
shit.
It is, man. And who knows where the fuck Jack went off to. I mean, he's probably walking around his cell right now, you know?
I like mushrooms after I've been drinking.
Okay, all right, Jack.
Excuse me.
There he is. Hey, Jack, do you like coloring books?
I don't think that's any of your business.
There you go. typical Jack fashion. Right on.
Mm-hmm. So
that's a good question, man.
Yeah, if I can ask you one question too, so we have 5 minutes left. Asbark, so you know it is work. I mean, you talk about the fun pieces of it, and you've talked about
that works hard.
Yeah, like the celebrity pieces of it, the girls piece of it. You've even had some heavy, people giving you like their life problems. Like, what's the most as a customer, if you could tell customers, hey, please don't do this at my bar. I would really appreciate it. Like, what would you put out there?
Huh. Wow, that's a good one. I don't know. Fuck. Like, the worst, basically, behavior that gets under my skin. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Probably when people yell my name when I'm obviously speaking to someone else. But say it'll be a big group and I'm taking, 10 drink orders, and one of the regulars needs, extra salsa. or the ketchup ran out, something, you know, the fucking end of the world shit that they need right then and there. Or they'll yell your name out.
That's
when you're
how
busy
popular
like
Brett
that.
Is, man. I'm telling you. That's how popular he is at the bar.
Yeah, they'll have a quarter of a beer left and trying to order shit, you know, while I'm busy, so.
Yeah. It's just bullshit, isn't it, Brett?
It's good to know. Yeah. It's good to know.
You know. It's okay to, you know, talk to the bartender,
yeah.
But just try and pick a good time.
Yeah. You got to be respectful, like Kyle said. You got to. People have to understand it is a job, and you're working hard. And you not only, you know, people might underestimate that it's just themselves being served, but it's a whole bar full of people that are being served. It's not only the bar, right, Brett? It's the tables around them because you got to pour the drinks and, you know, line all that shit up.
Yeah,
and work with the server and everything. There's a lot of stuff you have to keep track of during the night.
Oh, yeah, you got to make the waitresses and tickets and all that shit up.
Can you hook me up, Brett? Very narrow-minded.
What's that, Jack?
Can you hook me up if I come there?
Well, someone always has to pay for it, so.
This is true.
That's right. We're rolling out tonight, man. Brett, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Finally, after, like we said, about 5 or 6 months of putting this together, and not only that, but also giving us the time tonight on your night off, we really appreciate it. You know, definitely give us an insight about the life of a bartender and ask a bartender, and hopefully you had some colorful questions tonight. I think maybe a few of them you weren't prepared for, but that's out of our control as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Maybe I'll do it again when I'm more well-rested.
I hope so, man. Well, thanks very much.
Uh-huh. Thanks,
have a good night. See you soon.
All right. Good night, guys. See ya.
Night. Yeah, we got to thank Jack, too. Jack kept him going, kept him on his toes. He did. Thank you very much, Jack. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye!